second place, so close. I saw your picture and your comment, everything. You know, getting ready to wrap up the season here pretty soon. But boy, you're closing it. Girls playing some great softball right now, aren't they?
Oh man, I've been waiting for them to turn the corner all season. I mean, we've had some games where their bats are rolling and our defense wasn't. Sometimes the defense was rolling and our bats weren't. And the last few weeks, I mean, they've been on fire. I mean, we went down to Hayes, I think, three or four weeks ago, and that qualified us to play in their state. I think we went 5-2 that weekend and played Hayes State a week and a half ago now. Ended up fourth place with 4-2. And then, yeah, this last weekend, I mean, everything was rolling. Everything was looking good. We had actually made it all the way through the bracket championship round. And the team that we were up against, we had already played them twice this year. And both times, we had beat them by 1 point. So we knew they were a good team. And, yep, sometimes it just doesn't roll our way. But, yeah, we ended up losing to them in the championship bracket by 2-0 then. So it was a great weekend, man. We went 6-1 total. So I mean, the girls are really putting everything together, and they're just playing hot right now. So it's been fun.
Have you figured up, maybe I'm not the only one asking, have you figured up your win loss total going into this week?
Well, as far as Game Changer tells me, we are 23-10-1. So, you know, I think the first of the season kind of started off a little rough, like I said. Just weren't able to really put everything together in one game. But, you know, the girls finally figured it out, and they were hitting great. I mean, the defense was on point. So, I mean, they've got it now. You know, of course, it's the end of the season, and we're playing ball, but it's been great. At least they haven't been getting worse as time progressed. So hopefully we can go into that firecracker this weekend and keep playing our ball, man. We'll be good. So
getting contributions from everybody, aren't you?
Yes. We got such a good team, great group of athletes. I mean, they're multi-sport athletes, and I wouldn't want that any other way. I mean, they are pretty much good at everything they do, and they are competitors. You know, I mean, they get upset just like anybody that competes, and I mean, it just makes them play and try harder. So it's they've been working really hard this year. It's been so fun.
How about the firecracker? I'm sure going to be a great field of teams in your bracket, isn't it?
There is, actually. Yeah, I was looking. There's a couple teams that came down last year, same teams, and they were decent last year. So I would only imagine they probably only got better with time, just like we did. So it's going to be a tough tournament in the 12U bracket. So I just, you know, all we can do is show up and play.
And of course, you got some of the local teams, and I in your bracket, I haven't seen the entire schedule, but you got some out of town teams too, don't you?
Yeah, Alliance Aftershock, I think, is going to be a good team, and then Brush Beat Diggers are two that I know of that should also be decent. And then, of course, Easton's 12U team will be in, and then Jay Johnson's 10U Rebels will actually be moving up next year. So they went ahead and moved up to the 12U Division 2 just because. And I think we did the same thing during the firecracker when we were going from 10s to 12s. You know, you got to get used to that bigger ball and that pitching distance being a little bit farther back. So I think it'll only help, you know, progress those kids in a good way. So yeah, we've got some local teams. Three local teams that I know of are in our division, and then I think there's seven teams total, and off the top of my head, I can't remember who the other couple are. So,
and this wraps it up, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, for the summer schedule, doesn't it?
Nope, you're right. You are dead on, man. Yep, we're going to end on the firecracker, and that way the girls will have a little bit of summer left. It's going pretty fast, so I think they're itching to be able to go out to the lake or do whatever they want to do. So they'll at least have about a month of that fun stuff to be able to pull off. So